Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. You've been hearing in the background that Jesus is love. Ben Tinker, the piano prophet. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you're doing. And God, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every one of the callers. Oh, God, man, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And, Lord, we thank you for your help today and tomorrow. And because you know everything. You see everything. Lord, you know the future of your people. And, God, we thank you for looking upon each and every one that are here and that are hearers. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for binding Satan's hand on every part. But we thank you for the blessings and the keeping of your power, O God, that man cannot destroy, man cannot take from you, O God, what you have given to us. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance for each and every one of the listeners, wherever they might be, O God, in the home, in the God, in the incarcerated, those that are going through this time of virus. Thank you. Because we know that giving thanks and giving glory to you is that's what our duty is. And we ask you to bless the listeners. Uplift them today, tonight, wherever they might be listening. And God, as they share, give them strength to hold on. Give them strength, Lord God, where they are weak. Give them strength, oh God. Not as the world give it, but Lord, give them strength. Because we're one of yours, we're leaning and dependent on you. Lord, if it was not for you, David said, had not been for God that was on our side, our enemy would have rose up and, oh God, and destroyed us. But we thank you for being for us. And we thank you, Lord, Now, Lord, we ask you to bless this broadcast, this study right now. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Jesus is love. Jesus is love. God is love. They are all in one. We are all in one. God is all in one. Amen. 1 John, the 5th chapter. Amen. 1 John 1 and 5. Amen. And the 7th verse. Amen. And he said, 1 John, the Apostle John writing, he said, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. A verse said, 1 John, the 5th chapter, and there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Amen. We're talking about the end time religion teaching. End time religion teaching. Father, we thank you, Lord. We ask you, oh God, to look upon this broadcast. And you know our desire always, those that you're visiting for the first time, or you know our endeavor is always to that we share one with another on our biblical experience that we may grow thereby. Amen. This we're looking at the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle John, in writing in his second epistle, according to John. We're going to look at 2 John, 2 John epistle, his letter, the Apostle John. And some said it was written when he was at Ephesians. The purpose of the letter, it was to warn friends against heresy and association with false teaching. False teaching. And this is the only letter they feel that was addressed to a lady and her children in the New Testament. Some think that it was a Christian family that lived in Ephesus. And some say that was a church. Amen. Anyway, this book was the first only book in the New Testament addressed to a woman. Amen. In the second epistle of John, we begin first, it says that the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, was dwelling in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in the truth and love. I rejoice greatly I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now beseech thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is the love, that we walk after his commandments. And this is the commandments that we, as we have heard from the beginning, and you should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abide not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not unto your house, neither bid him Godspeed. But he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Notice some things here. Amen. You have to be, now, Jesus said back in Matthew, they asked Jesus what would be the signs of the end time. And Jesus said there will be many deceivers and false Christs that will be coming. Amen. And we find here in this letter, the apostle John was writing to, they feel that some of them say there was a church in her house, amen, her and her children. But person come teaching that God and Jesus is separate. Do not greet them. Do not support that. A person come that says God only. Do not support that. Sometimes we feel that we just support something by money, a flyer, saying God bless you and hope you know you're doing a good work. That is not an evil deed. But according to the Apostle John, and I always stress sometimes, make sure you have the right Bible. Amen. The Bible that's some of the mainstream Bibles that are out there. This is what you live off. This is what you walk off. Amen. Daily. And then you should make sure what you're living on and what you're feeding your soul and your spirit with is the truth. And here we find in 1 John expressing the fact that, you know, he talked about saying this lady, amen, that he's thankful that she's walking after the truth and her children. He expressed that in three or four verses. So to know the truth is back where John, Apostle John, was saying that from the beginning, you recognize from the beginning what was given to you. Don't deviate from what you was given from the beginning. Amen. What you learn about God, and don't throw away what you learn about God when you accepted his son. They all are one. All the teaching is one. The Old Testament, amen, teaching up to God brought down through the years, the Ten Commandments, and all the patriarchs, amen. And then Jesus fulfilled all of that, amen, and manifested God in the flesh, and they walked among men. He said, don't deviate from that. Don't leave that because of popularity or what's new today. There's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes is saying. But he said, be careful, amen. Don't be involved in this type of teaching. Now, Jesus said, and those that don't believe in the Bible, amen, there's some things that are happening today. Jesus said in the last day there'll be wars and rumors of wars, amen, earthquakes and perilous time. And he said in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Noah and Lot, so shall it be. And he stressed the things that would happen in the time of Noah. Amen. Man was out of control. Amen. Amen. And Satan, amen, was evicted from heaven. Amen. And he came here to make war with God's remnants. So the 12th chapter of Revelation. He came to make war on God's people because he wanted to have his own way. And so he came after Adam and Eve, amen, with teaching. He could not remove the boundaries and the protection and the hedges that God had put around Adam and Eve. So he came after them by teaching them and saying, amen, Eve, amen, since you are the associate, amen, since you are the delegate power of the household, amen, he began to question the delegate power. Amen. Those of you that's walking, amen, in the line of authority, amen. Those of you that's walking in first and second chair, amen, or the backup, amen. The enemy will always try to attack you to get you to attack the authority, the head, amen. And he went after Eve. He went after Eve and began to question her and wanted her to, he was trying to discredit God. Amen. If you ever find somebody always comes to you and say, well, what's wrong with the head here? What's wrong with this, your supervisor? What's wrong with this? Amen. They will know they cannot stand. They go straight directly to the authority. Amen. They be fired. Amen. They know that they don't want to be seen. They don't want to be heard. So Satan knew he could not go straight, amen, to Adam and question Adam and tell Adam, no, he knew he couldn't do that. So he works behind the closed doors, and he brought in what we call the day and time, the New Age movement. He brought in this saying that you don't need God in your business. God, the church, the authorities have no right to tell you how to live your life. You can do what you want to do. Amen. And society is about that today. Amen. They fight against all authority. Amen. Whatever is ahead, even if it's a lemonade stand, somebody want to come there and talk about the price is too high. Amen. Who started this? Amen. Watch this. Let's watch it. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at it. So this time and this age, amen, of the end time, all the fighting and rioting, amen, is against the authorities. Regardless of whoever is authority, you'll find people always want to undermine that. And that's what the enemy brought. He brought, amen, that man and woman can make their own decisions. He said it in Genesis, the third chapter, he told Adam, amen, he told Eve, he said, don't you know? Eve, don't you know? In other words, Eve, they took something from you. Don't you know that the day you eat of the tree, and it's a good study, amen, understand how powerful God used trees as an example, amen, even through the book of Revelation, the fruits of the trees are for the healing of the nation, amen. He told Eve, amen, Genesis 3, he told Eve that he said, well, don't you know in the fifth verse, God does know that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And you notice that little God, it always stressed the small g, gods. And many people in the world think they're self-sufficient. They're island of their own. They don't need anyone. They don't need to be involved with anyone. They make their own decision. They know everything. You ever seen this new generation? Amen. They know everything. Amen. Even though it's wrong, they know it. They got an opinion about it, but not according to facts. Amen. Not according to facts. Amen. So in this movement, the end time movement, is about being gods. amen, it's hard to get over to anyone concerning about, amen, what God brought, what Jesus brought. Amen. God brought a way. God did not stop. Any of you begin to study any of the patriarchs, any of the Old Testament, amen, prophets, he did not tell them, even Jesus came, amen, he did not tell them, I want you to stop your, stop living with your wife. I want you to stop working. I want you to stop eating and cooking. I do all that for you. I send an angel. He'll be your servant. He'll take care of everything if you just follow me. He did not tell them that. He did not tell them to drop everything and live with me, live in my compound, live and just worship me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He did not even tell Adam that. Adam and Eve was created to maintain God's garden, maintain God's creations, the animals and the trees, to dress the trees, name the animals. He gave him that much power and authority and respect. Adam, whatever you name that out there, that's what it is. Amen. The elephant, well, you want to call him a hippopotamus? Well, he's a hippopotamus. Whatever you name him, Adam, I'm going to, you name him. Just let me know what you do. That's all. And you can have life. I want you to live, rejoice, amen. But you always look to me, amen, and I will help you regardless. He loved it. He loved his creation. He made him his own likeness, his own image. That's how God loved him. Amen. The New Age movement, they don't need God. They don't care about anything else. Their God is a wide way of living. They worship anything, anybody, any place. That's their prerogative. They, you know, they had the old members of the family, old, the old term, well, I put my pants on the same way you put your pants on. Amen. I can do what I want to do. Amen. Nobody judge me. God judge me. But they don't know what they're saying according to the scripture. God will judge us according to what Jesus said. Amen. And Jesus was talking in Matthew's 7th chapter. He was saying concerning the evil of the children in the day and time. Amen. He said, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men would do to you, do ye even also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Amen. If you follow Jesus' teaching, that's what the Apostle John was saying to the elect lady. Amen. We walk in the teaching of Jesus, then you walk in the teaching of God. Amen. Amen. The 13th verse of the 7th chapter of Matthew, he said, enter in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And that many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few will be that will find it. Today in time, you got a cafeteria full of religions. Amen. Today in time, you have all type of new beliefs coming out of the East, out of the West. Amen. People are coming all over the world, coming in. Amen. Teaching God only. Jesus only. God and Jesus not the same. God did not come in the flesh. They're coming. Amen. And once you get out there, amen, and neglecting God's help, it's become chaos. Romans 8:26, everything worked together for good, that those that love the Lord. Those that don't love the Lord, it's chaos. They have no hope. They have nobody to lean on, nobody to pray to, that have the power and that is living. There are a lot of little gods that they pray to, the storm, the wind, the water, amen, the air, the trees, the dogs, the cats, amen, and they make up little statues, but there's nothing can come back but demons. And that's what Satan wants. He gave you a variety of ways to destroy yourself. but he's still behind the conversation that was in the Garden of Eden. He's still using that same doctrine here in 2021. He's still using that same doctrine he started in the Garden of Eden. You'll be like gods. God trying to hide something from you. Amen. You can do what you want to do. Don't let them tell you about not doing this, not doing that. He always copying and give you a false view of life. And people throw up their hand, oh, ain't nothing at the church. The church ain't no good. People ain't no good. Oh, I ain't going back to the church. I'm not going back. God put the church here. It is not going to move like God created the marriage in the beginning of the garden. Amen. Back in the garden, amen. He said there was time when a man would leave his father and mother and cling to his wife all over the world. You hear people say, oh, this is my wife. Oh, this is my husband. This is my wife. This is my mother. Amen. Adam and Eve, all over, man and female, all over, according to the Bible, according to Genesis, the second chapter. He says, it's not good. The man can be alone. What? Not only physically, without marriage or a woman, amen, but it's not good that he be without God. He will destroy himself. So you can watch this teaching. Watch this teaching when they come. Paul goes into anything Paul was talking about in Timothy, teaching Timothy, amen, people conscious. They don't have a conscience today, amen. So these false teachers, you can't take the love of God and try to be, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, or not to discourage people or put people down. You just have to say no. Amen. You live in the world. God does not want you to stop living. He doesn't want you. He wants you to continue to work and support yourself. He wants you to protect your family. Amen. Train up your children. Amen. Love your wife. Love your husband. But always have him first. Always have the first commandments. Amen. What? Thou shalt have no other God. And the devil jumped right on that. You can be as God. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. No other one. No other one. Because what? He is the God of creation. So many times you have to be specific and pinpoint. Say, well, God is, God is. You say, oh, yeah, God. I say, wait a minute now. If you feel that so you got caught up in some teaching with a person or the places, disrespecting the God's house, and disrespecting Jesus' teaching and Jesus' love towards all humanity, but he wants them to come under the teaching of God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching the Holy Spirit now. Spirit of God is leading the church through God's word. He's a teacher. He's a guider. He's a leader. Amen. And if you feel that area of happening there, amen, you just have to either leave or say no, because whatever, these new age movement and these new religion, they are militant. Amen. You can see that the attacks and the thing goes on in the world today. Amen. Whatever religion or whatever background you are, amen, these new groups, amen, they are militant. They're very outspoken about what they believe. Amen. Some of them are possessed, because they don't let the devil get in so deep in their life. Amen. But thank God there's deliverance through Jesus Christ. There's deliverance when you turn your life over to Jesus Christ. Amen. Even though there's no building right now, there might be no tabernacles to go to, but once you accept Jesus in your Lord and Savior, as I say, Lord, come in my heart, forgive me, teaching and things that I have learned. Amen. And I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Amen. And the First Lady, amen, and this is what Apostle John said, the people that deny, amen, that God doesn't come into the life of a person, he does come in people's life. I mean, 1 John 4:4 says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He does come into your life. Amen. Through revelation, through the word, the dreams that give reference back to the Bible, reference back to the Word of God. Because God is the Word. Jesus is the Word. Amen. And he believes in communication. Amen. So if God says something to you, amen, you can find it somewhere in the Bible. You might not feel that you know it where the scripture is, but by and by, amen, you'll find it in the Word of God. Somebody can quote it, sing it, and you say, oh, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And you'll find peace in your heart because of what you know, amen, is the truth. The truth will set you free. Amen. So elect lady, amen, she's talking to, amen, be careful of these false preachers, false teachers. Could be false ladies, false men. Amen. They carry these doctrines. Amen. They always want to fight about the, amen, about the word. Amen. Fighting about the dialect and the language, how it was written. Amen. But one thing about it, when God come into your life and he come into your heart, amen, he's there. And it can be backed up by the word of God. God believes in communication. Amen. You will not find yourself out there with finding somebody can back it up for you. We're going to go to the lines now. Those of you who've been here for the first time, we thank God for you. There's so much to be said. We're always going to be, amen. This is a discussion about teaching, about the Bible being manifested itself. Abarak. Amen. This, amen. When Noah's ark has rested, amen, after the flood. Amen. Is out. I think it's out there in China, on the coast. Amen. Up in the highest mountain between China and Russia, Mount Ararat. Amen. They found some gopher wood up there. Amen. Today in time, look up. Amen. About the ark of Noah. Amen. The rainbow is another sign that the Bible is true. Amen. So we want to understand. Want you to understand. The Bible can be backed up. You can see it now. The days of Noah is here. The days of Lot, amen, has come in and passed. Amen. Now it's a religion about, amen, about you can be free and do anything you want. Amen. Your lifestyle, you can go with anybody, anything. Amen. That's all culminate together with this New Age movement. Amen. So be careful. Be caught up in all these different avenues of how to worship. God said, but one way to worship, through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. Amen. We open up the lines. Those have been in for the first time. We do not give out the name, but you can call 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. And you press 1 on your phone. Amen. Don't hang up. Just press 1 on your phone. You can leave it on speaker and talk just like you're talking to your friend. We thank God for you. Amen. And the technician will put you in. Amen. All we'll call is your area code, last 4 digits of your telephone number. The last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. We're talking about the end time religion. End time religion. The demands, amen, people have predicted, amen, about the end time is coming. 3 times, amen, people have said the end time is coming, and you probably have experienced some friends or relatives that you know or neighbors have quit their jobs, left their families, amen, and went out waiting, amen, for God to come back, amen, looking for the end time, amen. That's what the enemy wants you to do, amen. He wants you to leave your job, leave your home, your family, amen. God created marriage in the beginning, amen, amen. He wanted Adam and Eve and children, amen. God wants to live this life, amen, the best way we can. And Jesus said, he comes that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. I want you to have more joy and peace and happiness. Amen. Because you represent him. And you can lead people through Christ by how you live. how you live. There's so much doctrine out there. There are many people you can't out-talk and out-teach. Just live it. Amen. Just your living can speak so loud to them. Amen. They'll be wondering, how are you being so happy in times like this? They need something to anchor. They need an example, a living example, as through his son, Jesus Christ, and the church. The church is a living example. And you are a living example because you are part of the church. You are the church. You are the call-out believers. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone there. We're happy to have you and you, wherever you might be, all different areas. Amen. We don't give out diplomas or any type of recognition. This is here. Proverbs said 27:17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. We are here to help one another, encourage one another. Amen. That's what we've been said. Amen. A song, a hymn, poem. Amen. Will help things click in your mind. You say, oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I understand now. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. All right. All right. You can press one on your phone. We're waiting for you. Amen. Just take your time. Amen. And we're like to have you and you. There are many out there, all type of religions. Amen. And so don't be so gullible that you have to try them all. No, 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 no. This is spiritual work here. This can harm your soul and your lifestyle. Amen.
My last phone number, 6193.
Go right ahead. God bless you.
This is Deacon Jerry O'Brien of the Mount Zion Primitive Baptist Church in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm calling to let you know, Bishop Poole, that I'm doing good. God has blessed me to come out of the COVID fine. And as you say, we are living in the last day. People don't realize that, some of them, but we are. Look at things happening now. Things are happening now that happened back when Job and all those were living. We're coming up with diseases that we never even heard of before. But if you look back, go back to your Bible, and it'll tell you about the plagues. And I appreciate you because you explain everything to us, and that's what we need to hear. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Good to hear your testimony. Amen. God take care of his own. Amen. God bless you. You have our prayers. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We like to hear more testimonies and more comments. Amen. For those of you, amen, that's going through and having problems and situations in these end time teachings. Amen. We know God is able to do everything but fail. Amen. We're talking about end time religions. You might not have thought it was. You have heard so many different people are doing it. You feel that it is just a common situation, that God has accepted that, especially the young babes in Christ. Amen. When you find people find out you know you're saved now, and they want you, your talent and your skills, and they want you to come to visit them, and they have their own rules and regulations that you can't find in the Bible. Can't find. That's one way to look at it. Amen. The Old Testament speaks of things, but you can't find it from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Amen. All right. We have another testimony. We have another testimony, another remark about the end time. End time. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said life now. He is the truth about things and the life. One teaching that you will find that people will fight against. They will fight against the cross. And they will argue that God will not punish his son in such a way. Amen. They don't believe that. They don't believe God would let his son die such a bad death, bleeding, pierced in his side. But he did it all for us. He didn't punish him. Hello?
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 Bishop, can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, yeah, turn your phone down a little bit.
That's down. Can you hear me now?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening and thinking, and I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I love the Lord with all that's in me, with all that I got. And if I find somebody, or I'm talking to somebody who don't believe in that, I just have to flee. I have to keep my standards and know the God that I serve. He's almighty, all power's in his hands. And, you know, me and my wife battle COVID. We just got over this COVID thing too, and God has blessed us to still be living. So I know it's a God. I trust in the Lord with all I got. I trust in the teaching that I get from you. And you just can't eat from everybody's table. You just can't listen to everybody. You have to have I ask God for a sound mind and a good attitude. And with a sound mind, and I trust in the Lord with all my heart, mind, body, and soul, and lean not on my own understanding, I ask God to direct my path and to bless you and to bless this ministry and our households. And, you know, I might not always be here talking, but I'm always in prayer. And, you know, everything needs to be prayed over and meditated over. And I thank God for you. God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Man of God, we know God is a healer. He's able. He covers under his blood. But 91st Division of Psalm, amen, that no plague should come near thy dwelling. But at the same time, all sickness is not unto death. You might get a little cold, a little sniffles. Amen. But we don't accept attitude as everything. Amen. You don't accept everything come your way. And man of God talk about he don't listen to everybody teaching. Amen. That's when the enemy come, try to undermine your faith. And this is what the Apostle John was saying to the elect lady, 2 John, amen. You find people coming in, don't support that. Amen. Just like a restaurant, you go there one time, you find out it's not what people say it is, and you don't go back. You don't go back. Neither do you tell anyone else about it. Amen. We are in the last days, brethren. And don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed that you made a mistake and somebody had deceived you and you had walked away from the truth. Deception is twisting the truth. That's what the enemy told Adam, told Eve. And Eve, took it to her husband. Amen. He twisted God's word. Amen. And put a thought in there saying, oh, that God and Adam, they hide something from you, Eve. God knows that. God knows that you eat the day you do that. And try to put them against each other. And he was successful. That's what we're going through now. So God is not taking our life from us. He wants you to live, have a good time. Go on picnics. Go to the mall and go to different games and go fishing. Amen. But don't be cursing, lying, and shooting and killing. Amen. Each other. Love one another. Show people that God still lives. Show people that he can bless you. Show, amen. Be truthful about it. Be truthful. Amen. He didn't come that you take away your life. Jesus said he come that you might have life. Amen. To know life, you be hiding out like a hermit. Amen. Hiding from the world, won't associate. Amen. Won't discuss things, won't forgive. Amen. Won't try to move on. Amen. That's not God. You're in prison. Psychologically, the enemy want to come. Amen. He want to take away all your freedom. David made mistakes, but he came back to God. Amen. The strong man in the Bible. Amen. Samson made mistakes, but he knew who God was. He came back. He came back. The prodigal son made mistakes. The Bible is full of examples. Amen. How the enemy, he's out to destroy. That's why 1 John 1:9 says, if a man say he have not sinned, he's a liar. All have sinned. Amen. And there might be things that you have done but didn't realize it. And someone come to you and say, you know, you said that, or you did that, or you took my cat. And you say, I didn't see no sign on that cat. Well, he said, well, that was my cat. You know, when you're okay, I'm sorry. Nothing wrong with saying you're sorry. You move on. You can say you're sorry. Amen. You didn't mean to do it. Now, if you mean to do it, amen, you got to have the Lord help you move that out of your heart. Move that out of your heart. Amen. That's old doctrine. That's the doctrine you got to get rid of. Amen. This is what Jesus said. We have to love. Love one another. Love one another. Amen. All right. We can take another caller. Push one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about false religion, false teaching. Amen. Might be somebody in town, across town that you know of. Say they are the real Son of God. The real Son of God. Amen. I know there have some come. Amen. Other part of the world. There are some that feel right now they have to give a living sacrifice, a bull, a goat, a heifer, amen, a living animal. But Jesus did it all. That's what the cross is about. Jesus gave us. He is the Lamb of God. And this is what the church, amen. That's why we accept Jesus, because God has set up a sacrifice in the beginning of time. When Adam and Eve had sinned, amen, God took a skin of an animal. Amen. He abandoned them from the garden, Adam and Eve. Amen. Man had to work from the sweat of his brow. And Eve had to bear children. Amen. In sorrow because of sin against God. So Jesus, when Jesus died on the cross, amen, he suffered, he bled. Isaiah 53, amen, for what? For us, those that accept him. And those that out there don't believe in that. Oh, we don't believe God did that suffering. God will not kill his son like that. Amen. But that's how he loved his son. It was God in the flesh. God gave his life for his people. And you are so precious to him. You're more precious to him. You are precious to him. All right, press one on your phone. We thank God. Just press one on your phone. Amen. End time teaching and preaching. Amen. We're here for you. Amen. You never know You might know someone that's already involved in certain things, and you just live it. Amen. Today and time is so much coming up, so many different false teaching and preaching coming up. Exercise and eating. Amen. Forbid to do this, forbid to do that, which God gave for us, his people, to live. Amen. They won't forgive, they won't forget. All of that is not of God. Love cover a multitude of sins. You got to confess it. James says, sometime for you to be healed, you have to go to somebody that you really respect, that you can be able to take, amen, your cares there and say, you know what, amen, many years ago, amen, I'm sorry, I want you to know, I stole your cat many years ago, and I was the one, amen, and I want you to forgive me because it's been on my conscience for 100 years. And you let that person know, and that thing will leave you. Because the enemy, if he want to keep things on your conscience, and if you don't confess it to anybody else, James said that you can be healed. Confess your faults one to another, that you can be healed. Confession is powerful in God's eyesight. In the man's law today, of confession. So just confess things, amen, to God that you love ice cream. You can't live without it. You got to have ice cream in the daytime, nighttime, amen. Let somebody know and they begin to explain to you, and you can talk deeper into that, and you find out. You know, you don't know how to cook or nothing, so that's all you do is go to buy ice cream. Tell you where to go buy some food. Amen. It can help you. Other people can help you. God didn't put it all in one person's hand. He did not put all the wisdom, amen, in Moses, all the 66 books of the Bible. Some say 76 books, whatever. Translations, even that you can break it down. Like Proverbs 27 and 17, we talk about iron sharpening iron. Amen. You might have a friend that you can go to. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 6 says, amen, the multitude of counselors is safety. Amen. Jesus even said, the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. Let my word be established. All right, we're getting close now. We can take one. I think we can take one more comment about the subject at this time. Amen. Those of you, wherever you might be, press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about end time religions. There's so many different symbols out there. Pyramids. Amen. The light. Amen. Tagon shape, or we can go into all kind of symbols that people have. Sometimes you have symbols, don't even know what they're about. Amen. Because they look good. Maybe they dress up good. Amen. But you got to be careful about it. Amen. Proverbs says 24:16, for a just man falleth down 7 times, but he can rise up again. He can rise up again. Amen. All right, we're getting ready. We're getting ready. But let's go into prayer. Amen. Somebody with a desire prayer, just push 1 on your phone. Our technician will put you in. Amen. And we'll be able to just pray for the young babes in Christ and all of us. All right. 561-6193. Go right ahead. Brother Jerry, go right ahead. All right, we're having a problem with connection. All right. All right, we're having a problem with that connection. All right, we hit 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, we come to you again, dear Lord, on another night, dear God. Thanking you, oh God, for this blessing, dear God. We ask you to continue to bless the bishop, bless the radio station, bless the listeners, oh God. Father, we are in the end time. The devil comes for 3 reasons. We know to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And if he can continue with all these different teachings and different things coming up, That's what his job is, to confuse the saints. But I pray, dear God, that we will stand on your word. He said, having done all to stand, we continue to stand, and the devil is a liar. And I just thank you and pray and bless those out there, dear God. Bless those that are confused. Bless those that don't understand. Help them, oh God, to just realize that God is God. It's the only God. No matter what name they give it, it's just one God. And we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's a good point there. All is one. No, not all of them gods out there ain't one. Amen. They fight against the Creator God. The Creator God. All right, another prayer. Here's one more prayer. Amen. One more prayer. We're praying. Those that are young in Christ, you might not know all the Bible. Find somebody that, amen, is really real. Amen. About things and that you know they live right. All right, we're at 954-4485.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, God, as long as you know how. We just thank you for another day, God, that you have kept us and provided for us. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, for the radio broadcast. God, we pray for those that are listening. Oh, God, we pray for their families, God, that you take care and provide, God. So, God, keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. We just thank you for all that you have done. God, we thank you for all those things that you will do. God, we pray, God, until the word says that there are going to be many coming to receive, God. But we pray, God, that we can stay, remain focused right now, God, on your word and your direction. And, God, the instructions that you have given to us, God, we're thankful for. God, we just pray that you continue to bless right now in the mighty way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Remember, God love us. He care for us. Amen. He always looking over us. Amen. He want to be with us, and he want us to be with him. Amen. That's why he said he want us to, amen, love one another. Love is more powerful than any emotions. Amen. The love of God. God take us when man throw us apart. Amen. Remember love. Nothing else. Remember love. If you have a problem with anything, anybody, anywhere, remember God loves you, and he's watching over you. You might not speak like man. When he say things, amen. Whatever God says, it's unmovable. It's very thorough. Amen. It's very, he might move slow, but when he moves, he shakes the earth. Is unmovable. Amen. God love you. And like the Apostle John was saying to the elect lady, whatever you learned and will get, hold to it. Hold to it. Amen. God bless you. You can go to www.jciministries.org. If you want to listen to this broadcast in its entirety again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you find a whole lot more programming there. www.jciministries.org. We love you. Amen. God loves you more. We love you. Amen. For your support and your direction. Till next time, Jesus Christ is love.